Can't get over you. Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News New Orleans Attack. I'm Brian Clark. Federal investigators are seeking more information about the man who drove a pickup truck down Bourbon Street early Wednesday in New Orleans, killing 15 people, injuring over two dozen others. Zion Parsons lost his cousin. He was at the scene.
A truck hits the corner and comes barreling through people, throwing people like a movie scene, like real life, throwing people into the air. They falling under the car.
The man at the wheel of the truck identified as Shamsuddin Jabbar, an Army citizen who lived in an Army veteran who lived in Texas. President Biden said
the FBI also reported to me that mere hours before the attack, he posted videos on social media indicating that he was inspired by ISIS, expressing a desire to kill. The ISIS flag was found in his vehicle.
This is ABC News. President-elect Donald Trump's plans for deportations after he takes office could threaten a key military base, as ABC's Connor Finnegan explains.
The U.S. military's only base in Central America, key to regional security and humanitarian aid, could now be in jeopardy. Honduran President Xiomara Castro called for constructive and friendly dialogue with the incoming Trump administration in a New Year's address. But she warned that Trump's mass deportations would undercut relations, calling them hostile and unnecessary. Connor Finnegan, ABC News, and Ensenada, Mexico.
America's second highest civilian award is going to two members of the January 6th committee. President Biden set to bestow the Presidential Citizens Medal on Benny Thompson and Liz Cheney, lawmakers who led their committee. Donald Trump has said they should be jailed. 18 more people will also be honored at today's ceremony, including longtime gun safety advocate and former congresswoman from New York, Carolyn McCarthy. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Sunday at 1 p.m., Ashland Parks and Recreation invite you out for an afternoon of winter exploration at Prentice Park in Ashland. They will be reviewing different types of animal tracks and then head into the woods to see what critters are around. Be prepared to spend time moving through the snow. No registration is required. Once again, this is happening Sunday at 1 p.m. at Prentice Park in Ashland. As winter sets in, snow and ice can turn sidewalks, driveways, and parking lots into hazardous zones. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot has more on ways to stay safe when it's icy.
Slip and fall injuries are among the most common winter-related accidents, often leading to serious consequences like fractures, sprains, or head injuries.
So you want to make sure you've got some good quality footwear on or some good traction with your footwear so that you make sure when you're making contact with the ground, starting from your feet down, you've got good tread, non-slip soles, something that's pretty stable and secure on your feet.
That's Caitlin Eichmann, a physical therapist at Aspyrus. She says the first line of defense is keeping pathways clear of snow and ice. Shovel walkways promptly, and for added safety, apply ice-melting products like rock salt or sand to improve traction.
So we typically encourage patients to make your base of support a little wider. So think of your feet like penguin feet. You want to turn them outward a little bit and take short steps.
And slopes and stairs can be particularly dangerous for individuals with limited mobility.
So you want to make sure you move slowly, look where you're going. Use a hand railing when you can or the railing on your car. You want to also try and keep your arms free. So don't try and get out of, step onto a curb that's at an angle with your arms full of all your grocery bags.
And winter hazards don't stop at the doorstep. Melted snow and water tracked inside can create slippery floors. So be sure to put down absorbent mats at all entrances and use boot trays to catch excess water.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Election 2024 is behind us, and some new faces are taking over leadership on the House and Senate Ag Committees. I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report, and Sam Kiefer, Vice President of Public Policy for the American Farm Bureau Federation, says the four leaders of the committees have a wealth of experience.
The House Ag Committee Chairman is Glenn G.T. Thompson from Pennsylvania. He's well-established. New ranking committee member Angie Craig from Minnesota. New, but not inexperienced. On the Senate side, John Bozeman from Arkansas takes over as the committee chairman. He's been serving as a leading Republican for a while. And joining him from the other side of the aisle is Senator Amy Klobuchar from the Democrats. Again, new to her post, not new to Congress, not new to the Ag Committee.
That's Sam Kiefer, Vice President of Public Policy for the American Farm Bureau Federation, along with us. I'll have more news right after this.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
Can you predict the future? I can't. That's why when I'm planting soybeans, I treat with Heads Up seed treatment. With more than 15 years of research, Heads Up offers proven protection against both white mold and sudden death syndrome. So no matter what the year throws at you, you've already taken that first step to be prepared. Don't let your beans suffer from disease when they're just starting to look their best. Tell your seed dealer you need Heads Up seed treatment. Learn more at headsupst.com.
I'm Charity Seebecker for the Midwest Farm Report with a look at your agribusiness news. Joshua Gonzalez, a second grade teacher and agriculture committee chairman at River Trail School of Agricultural Science in Milwaukee Public Schools, has been named the 2024 Wisconsin Outstanding Teacher by the Wisconsin Agriculture in the Classroom program. Gonzalez's passion for agricultural literacy stems from personal experience and a vision to transform urban education. Reflecting on the pandemic's impact on food access, Gonzalez recalled his grandparents' backyard fruit trees in Puerto Rico, where neighbors shared harvests to support one another. Inspired by this memory, he now equips students to address food deserts and build sustainable, healthy communities through urban agriculture. You can learn more about this as well as find other agriculture news stories at MidwestFarmReport.com. While you're there, be sure to sign up for our e-newsletter as you'll receive stories delivered to your inbox every day. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.
The Packers lose their top defensive back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Cornerback Jair Alexander suffered a knee injury back in October against the Jaguars. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur asked if there were any updates.
Yeah, I would expect Ja, most likely he's going to be done for the rest of the year.
Is that injury related?
Yes.
So you have the surgery?
Yes.
Alexander had his right knee scoped on Tuesday. A report says he could be back by mid-February if the Packers are in the Super Bowl. I asked safety Xavier McKinney what it's been like watching Jair struggling to come back.
Yeah, it's been tough. You know, he's dealt with, you know, this injury pretty much all year. Obviously, we wanted him to be back out there, but, you know, injuries are a part of the game, so we understand that. We know that he's been working, you know, or he was working to, you know, try to get back, but it's like every time he was trying to, he would tweak it again. So it's a part of the game.
NBA, the Bucks in action tonight in Milwaukee. They host the Brooklyn Nets. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather. It is going to be mostly cloudy today, although I think we'll see a little sunshine at some point this afternoon. Our high 19 with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. 5 above tonight. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, breezy 10 by Saturday. Mostly sunny with a high of 9 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now is 10. 98Q Country.
Well, I remember it all very well. Looking back, it was the summer I turned 18. We lived in a one-room rundown shack on the outskirts of New Orleans. We didn't have money for food or rent, to say the least. We were hard-pressed. And Mama spent every last penny we had to buy me a dancing dress. Well, Mama washed and combed and curled my hair, and she painted my eyes and lips. Then I stepped into a satin dancing dress that had a split from the side clean up to my hip. It was red velvet trimming and it fit me good. And standing back from the looking glass, there stood a woman where a half-grown kid had stood. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Mama dabbed a little bit of perfume on my neck, then she kissed my cheek. And then I saw the tears welling up in her troubled eyes as she started to speak. She looked at a pitiful shack and then she looked at me and took a ragged breath. She said, your paw's run off and I'm real sick and the baby's gonna starve to death. She handed me a heart-shaped locket that said, to thine own self be true. And I shivered as I watched a roach crawl across the toe of my high-heel shoe. It sounded like somebody else that was talking, asking, Mama, what do I do? She said, just be nice to the gentleman fancy, they'll be nice to you. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do, but if you won't have it, it's up to you. Now don't let me down, now your mama's gonna move you uptown. Well, that was the last time I saw my mama, and I left that rickety shack. Welfare people came and took the baby. Mama died and I ain't been back. But the wheels of fate started to turn, and for me there was no way out. It wasn't very long till I knew exactly what my mama been talking about. I knew what I had to do when I made myself this solemn vow. I was gonna be a lady someday, though I didn't know when or how. But I couldn't see spending the rest of my life. I might have been born just plain white trash, but fancy was my name. She said, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Oh, here's your one chance, fancy, don't let me down. Lord, forgive me for what I do, but if you won't have one, it's up to you. Now don't let me down, hon, your mama's gonna move you uptown. Well, and I guess she did.
She'd take Colorado if he'd take her with him. Closes the door before the winter lets the cold in. And wonders if her love is strong enough to make him stay. She's answered by the taillights shining through the window pane. He said, I wanna see you again, but I'm stuck in colder weather. Maybe tomorrow will be better. Can I call you then? She said, you're a rambling man, and you ain't ever gonna change. You got a gypsy soul to blame, and you were born for leaving. Had a truck stop diner just outside of Lincoln. The night as black as the coffee he was drinking. And then the waitress eyes he sees, the same old light is shining. He thinks of Colorado and the girl he left behind him. He said, I wanna see you again, but I'm stuck in colder weather. Maybe tomorrow will be better. can I call you then? She said, you're a rambling man, and you ain't ever gonna change. You got a gypsy soul to blame, and you were born for leaving. Born for leaving. Well, it's a winding road when you're in the lost and found. You're a lover, I'm a runner, and we go round and round. And I love you, but I leave you. I don't want you, but I need you. You know it's you that calls me back here, baby. When I close my eyes, I see you. No matter where I am, I can smell your perfume through these whispering pines. I'm with your ghost again. It's a shame about the weather, but I know soon we'll be together, and I can't wait till then. I can't wait till then.
Jason Aldean,
Luke Combs,
Morgan Wallen,
all day long,
98Q Country.
I was sitting there selling turnips on a flatbed truck, crunching on a pork rind when she pulled up. She had to be thinking this is where rednecks come from. She had Hollywood written on her license plate. She was lost and looking for the interstate, needing directions, and I was a man for the job. I told her way up yonder past the caution light, there's a little country store with a no coke sign. You gotta stop in and ask Miss Bell for some of her sweet tea. Then a left will take you to the interstate, but a right will bring you right back here to me. I was sitting there thinking about her pretty face, kicking myself for not catching her name. I threw my hat and thought, you fool, you could have been love. I knew my old Ford couldn't run her down. She probably didn't like me anyhow. So I watched her disappear into a cloud of dust. I told her way up yonder past the caution light, there's a little country store with an old coke sign. You gotta stop and ask Miss Bell for some of her sweet tea. Then a left will take you to the interstate, but a right will bring you right back here to me. This is joy.
on me, or am I really seeing what I think I see? The woman of my dreams coming back to me. Turn them grains.
Media app. What do you say when it's over? Don't know if I should say anything at all. One day we're rolling in the clover. Next thing you know, we take the fall. Still, I think about the years since I first met you and the way it might have been without you here. I don't know if words to me can still upset you, but I've just got to make this memory stand clear. I know I'm leaving here a better man, knowing you this way. Things I couldn't do before, now I think I can. And I'm leaving here a better man. Set you free. Just like some old nursery rhyme your mama told you, you still believe in some old meant to be. Still I'm leaving here a better man, knowing you this way. Things better man, yes, I'm leaving here a better man, knowing you this way. Things I couldn't do before, now I know I can, and I'm leaving here a better man.
Mr. Clint Black and 98Q Country, happy Thursday to you as we try to get back into our normal routine here. Most kids going back to school today. You're probably going back to work if that's what you do, and the temperatures are going to feel like winter. This is a cold snap, but it's nothing crazy. We're not talking 20, 30 below overnight lows, although the overnight lows probably will dip a few degrees below zero. Temperatures will reach, probably in that mid-upper teen range, it looks like today. And we know better anytime the National Weather Service says overnight lows of zero or one below. We know that we probably tack on about four or five extra on that. So overnight lows tonight probably lingering at zero and again below zero for the rest of the week and into the weekend. And again, a cooler snap, but nothing crazy. If we can get high temps up into the single digits, we're pretty much okay, right? For January and February, we set our standards a little bit lower. So anything that's got a double digit and not a little dash in front of it for a high temp, we're okay. Well, actually, we'll see quite a bit of sunshine also, which is in January and February is pretty nice. So really today, tomorrow, even Saturday, Sunday, Monday, a little mix of clouds and sun. Always nice to have that sun peeking through the window when you're working hard. It's a Thursday and it feels like a Monday and the holidays are officially over. I have declared, the morning guy has declared, the holidays are... All right, well, if you got a family get together this weekend, go ahead and leave the Christmas tree up if you want to. Took down a lot of the Christmas decorations at the morning show guy's place, although my wife and I had a brief discussion about the Christmas tree. Because last year we left our holiday tree up for quite a while. It's kind of a unique tree. I mean, it kind of looks like it's a Christmas tree, but, you know, it's one of those that just like, eh.
So my wife and I had a brief discussion. She said, how long are we going to leave the tree up this year? And I said, well, and that was it. And that was the discussion right there. We never really set a date on it. So it'll be a little bit here yet. I think it's kind of, I like it in January when I'm driving around at night and I see through people's windows, houses, I see just a glimpse of a few lights, obviously a Christmas tree light. I don't have a problem with that through January. Once you get to February, maybe consider moving on. We'll get to all the news and sports. We update you twice an hour, of course, on what's going on. So let's get the latest on the Packers and everything else. And ABC gets us rolling with our twice an hour updates.
This is a special report from ABC News, New Orleans Attack. I'm Brian Clark. Federal investigators are seeking more information about the man who drove a pickup truck down Bourbon Street early Wednesday in New Orleans, killing 15 people, injuring over two dozen others. Zion Parsons lost his cousin. He was at the scene.
A truck hits the corner and comes barreling through people, throwing people like a movie scene, like real life, throwing people into the air. They falling under the car.
The man at the wheel of the truck identified as Shamsuddin Jabbar, an Army citizen who lived in an Army veteran who lived in Texas. President Biden said
the FBI also reported to me that mere hours before the attack, he posted videos on social media indicating that he's inspired by ISIS, expressing a desire to kill. The ISIS flag was found in his vehicle.
This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's another Wisconsin needs to know. Saturday, January 18th from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Bobbers on the Lake in Butternut, it's the annual Butternut Schnur Lake Association Fishery, featuring multiple divisions including a walleye division, a crappie division, a northern division, and a perch division, with multiple prizes for each division. Fishery tickets are $10, and ticket must be presented to register a fish, and the fish must be caught on Butternut Lake on the day of the fishery. There are other fun drawings including a raffle, catch and release, and a participation drawing. Tickets must be purchased prior to the start of the event and can be purchased at the Butternut Feed Store, St. Croix, Bobbers on the Lake, and Lena's Northern Pines Resort. Fish registration begins at 7 a.m. and all fish must be registered by 5 p.m. Proceeds are for the BSLA Fish Stocking Program. Once again, that's happening Saturday, January 18th from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Bobbers on the Lake in Butternut. Travel Wisconsin has released its snow report tool for the winter season. With more, here's Civic Media's Jimmy Cuska.
Winter is here in Wisconsin, and there's plenty to do around the state. A resource for finding your next adventure is the Snow Report, and Logan Rogie of Travel Wisconsin says it shows more than weather conditions around the state.
It's more than just learning about, you know, what the conditions are. It's really this full-fledged planning resource. So you can click a destination on the map and say it's a snowmobile trail or a ski hill, and you're going to find ideas for nearby restaurants to eat at, places you can spend the night, events that are happening in the area, and all these other ideas to just sort of round out that winter getaway. And you can check that out at travelwisconsin.com/snowreport.
You can also find other winter activities and information on the Travel Wisconsin website. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
The Packers lose their top defensive back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Cornerback Jair Alexander suffered a knee injury back in October against the Jaguars. Packers head coach Matt LaFleur asked if there were any updates.
Yeah, I would expect Ja, most likely he's going to be done for the rest of the year.
Is that injury related?
Yes.
So you have the surgery?
Yes.
Alexander had his right knee scoped on Tuesday. A report says he could be back by mid-February if the Packers are in the Super Bowl. I asked safety Xavier McKinney what it's been like watching Jair struggling to come back.
Yeah, it's been tough. You know, he's dealt with, you know, this injury pretty much all year. Obviously, we wanted him to be back out there, but, you know, injuries are part of the game, so we understand that. We know that he's been working, you know, or he was working to, you know, try to get back, but it's like every time he was trying to, he would tweak it again. So it's a part of the game.
game.
NBA, the Bucks in action tonight in Milwaukee. They host the Brooklyn Nets. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is Dave with your weekly fishing report from Kurtz Island Sports Shop in Minocqua. Another strange week of weather. With the warm-up and the rain, we've lost the majority of the snow cover we've had. The lakes are very slippery and wet right now. Luckily, we didn't lose much ice. It's more about getting on the ice and staying on your feet. While some anglers reported just fair fishing in certain spots, overall the fishing has been very good. I'm sure the new moon period combined with the mild weather and lots of anglers on the ice helped pump up the successful reports. Lots of good catches this past holiday weekend. The walleye is very good. Evening bite is hot, with reports from anglers both using tip-downs with shiners or people using jigging wraps, hyperglides, or tika minnows. The best action is coming just as it's getting dark and then the next hour to hour and a half after dark. The few willing to get out a couple hours before light in the morning are being rewarded with some nice walleyes on tip-ups in 6 to 8 feet of weeds. Evening fishing is a bit deeper in around 10 to 14 feet. With lots of good catches and some very nice fish over the eater slot, top honors goes to 5-year-old Clara of Hinckley, Illinois with a 29-inch catch-and-release trophy walleye while out with her dad and grandpa after dark. Northern pike's also doing very good. Good numbers and some exceptionally nice pike taking the largest of golden or river shiners and big suckers on tip-up rigs in 6 to 12 feet of water. Tops for the week was 14-year-old Molly of Madison, Wisconsin with a 39-inch catch and release. Crappie is doing good also. Two areas of target: standing tall weeds of 10 to 14 inch, slow dropping plastics or tip downs with minnows, and the basin crappies have been roaming in 20 to 28 foot of mud flats. Rattling cast masters or tika flash have been the best for the crappie. Tip either with a waxy or a spike. Set up at the correct depth for suspended fish is the trick. With no snow on the ice to impede access, anglers are finding a lot of areas to fish by foot travel, ATVs, and snowmobiles. Don't forget your ice cleats. Still can't recommend car or truck travel, although some people are doing it. Most lakes supporting an average of 8 inches, with larger lakes as little as 4. Parts of our local flowages have up to a foot of ice, but always use caution on these bodies of water as they do have current. This is Dave from Kurtz Island Sports Shop, and Happy New Year, anglers, and always good luck.
Get hooked on adventure at Kurtz Island Sports Shop. Reel in the big ones with their Primo fishing gear. From rods that lure envy to bait that fish can't resist. Need a fish whisperer? Kurtz Pros offer guide services to turn your fishing tales into legends. Swing by 824 Highway 51 North in Minocqua and gear up for epic fishing fun. Kurtz Island Sports Shop, where fishing dreams and big laughs are always in stock.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
It is going to be mostly cloudy today, although I think we'll see a little sunshine at some point this afternoon. Our high 19 with wind out of the west at 5 to 15. 5 above tonight, tomorrow partly cloudy, breezy 10 by Saturday. Mostly sunny with a high of 9 above. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now is 10.
98 Q Country.
I'm gonna play some flip cup and rock a little bit of hip hop and Haggard and Jagger and throw a 20 on a cornhole game. If I'm lucky, yeah, I might get paid. The way that it's going, that kid gon' be floating. Some Marley, if you want, you can get on my Harley. I'll sit you up on the kitchen sink and stick a pink umbrella in your drink. The way that we're feeling, we gone by.
Where my favorite shades and stay home. Work a little less, play a little more. That's what this day is for. And
what you can expect in 2025.
I'd like to give you a little rundown on what to expect.
More of this.
In a 4x4 by you.
Get a whiskey drink.
More of this.
Yeah, thank you.
Stand by.
98Q Country.
Imagine a dirt road full of potholes with a creek bank and some cane poles catching channel cat. I'm a little more country than that. Picture a small town with an old hound laying out front of the courthouse while the old men chew the fat. I'm a little more country than that. I just want to make sure you know just who you're getting under this old hat. 'Cause girl, I'm not the kind of two-time or play games behind your back. I'm a little more country than that. Think of a Hank song from days gone with a steel rod that's so strong it sends chills up your back. I'm a little more country than that. If you want to break home in a school zone with the doors locked and alarms on, girl, you're way off track. I'm a little more country than that. I just want to make sure you know just who you're getting under this old hat. 'Cause girl, I'm not the kind of two-time or play games behind your back. I'm a little more country than that. A little more country than that. I'm a little more country than that. I'm a little more country than that.
'98Q Country.
Never get lonely. I got these goals to keep me company. I took the rear view off of this old Ford, so I only see in front of me. Now the past is out of sight and out of mind. Swore I'd change, now I'm back chasing these white lines. I'm just a long-haired son of a sinner, searching for new. I'm a pedal to the highway. If you ever wonder why we write these songs, 'cause I'm only one drink away from the devil. I'm only one call away from home. Yeah, I'm so. Pretend to be my friend. I'm done for the last time. I'm lying to myself again. I always say that. Now I'm on my way back here somehow. I should know by now. I'm just a long-haired son of a sinner, searching for.
98Q Country. Well, if you watched New Year's Eve from Nashville, you saw a lot of Jelly Roll, and I don't know what your opinion was. He's obviously very talented. I did enjoy listening to some of the songs, but I thought to myself after he sang the third and the fourth songs, I thought to myself, is he really a New Year's Eve party, let's go, feel good about 2025 kind of artist? Probably not, but he was still good, and it was still kind of cool to see him live like that. But as far as bringing the party atmosphere, maybe not so much. I don't know about you, but I enjoy the Nashville New Year's. I think it's pretty good. They go back and forth to New York. You don't have to sit there and watch the million people in New York scream and jump up and down and look for places to go to the bathroom and all that stuff. It's more fun to kind of just duck in on New York and then go back to somewhere else and listen to live music, whether it was live or pre-recorded. I don't know. But I hope you had a good holiday. I hope you are feeling maybe a little bit refreshed or trying to come down from the buzz of the cookies and whatever else it is that you did over the holiday break. It is tough to get back into the swing of things, but the nice thing is it's not a Monday. All right, I know it feels like a Monday today, but it's not. It's a Thursday. So you're almost there already. We got Thursday, Friday, and then we'll give you a little break. Maybe, if you're good. Let's get updated on all the news and sports. We'll do that a little bit after 7 in our area funeral notices. But each weekday morning right around this time, we take a moment to focus on the family.
As a Denver Broncos fan, I don't usually root for the Kansas City Chiefs, but I'll make an exception for the Chiefs kicker, Harrison Butker, who came under fire after a commencement speech at a Catholic college went viral. Detractors said his comments were disrespectful to women, but were they really? If you give his speech a fair hearing, I believe the answer is clearly no. Butker celebrated his wife. He praised her tireless dedication to their marriage and to their children. In short, he honored his family and encouraged his audience to do the same. Critics found it scandalous that Butker would lift up marriage and motherhood as two of the most important responsibilities a woman could choose. Our culture rightly celebrates women who take their talent and intelligence into the world, but we're on dangerous ground when we dismiss motherhood as weak and irrelevant. Moms are strong. They have to be. They're not just changing diapers and cleaning up spills, they're raising human beings with character. And that's not a job for the faint of heart. Achievement outside the home is a wonderful highlight for anyone, man or woman. But nothing could be more meaningful and significant than shaping a child into a person of love, faith, and humility. Motherhood shouldn't be treated as a scandal to women. It should be lifted up for what it is, a sacred mystery, a priceless gift, and a profound calling. For more to help you thrive, go to FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Hey parents, Parent here. Not to sound old, but if I had a dollar for every time someone told me how to parent, well, let's just say I wouldn't need to read this ad to you today. I'd be sitting on the beach somewhere with my feet up. Truth is, I don't trust everyone to tell me stuff. And I don't have time for that 500-page book either. But I do have time for Focus on the Family's weekly age and stage emails that have tips for intentionally raising my son at his age right now. It's super easy. Go to mykidsage.com, put in your kid's age, and get parenting advice you can trust.
I'm going to let you in on a little wireless hack that can cut your cell phone bill in half. Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile have convinced you need unlimited data. Fact is, most people don't. Pure Talk only charges $25 a month for unlimited talk, text, and 5 gigs of data plus hotspot. Stop overpaying for wireless. Dial #250 and say spend less, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
It's a new year, and you have the chance to focus on you. Take the opportunity to treat yourself to something amazing and come into Macy's this weekend for great deals on wardrobe superstars like 20 to 30% off Karl Lagerfeld, Levi's, Tommy Hilfiger, and more. While you're at it, get back into a healthy routine with new gear from Nike, Adidas, and Under Armour. And your New Year's resolutions? Oh, you have plenty of time to figure them out. But these deals start tomorrow at Macy's. Savings off already reduced prices. Exclusions apply.
When you buy a new house, you might say,
Shut the front door.
Winning.
No, seriously, shut the front door. We own this house now.
But you actually need to say,
like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. The local State Farm agent is there to help you choose the coverage you need.
Welcome to my crib. No one says that anymore, but I don't care.
So, just remember, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph is a holiday classic, and there's a Wisconsin connection. Maury Laws composed music for the animated show in 1964. He continued arranging hundreds of songs from his Appleton home after leaving New York 20 years later. During that time, Laws created one quirky pop song. Do you know what it is? The answer coming up.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, sort of where a lot of people's core Christmas memories come from.
Emily Locke with the Oshkosh Museum on holiday traditions around Rudolph. Laws worked for the TV production company behind the show and also wrote music for Frosty the Snowman. And about the silly song he composed? Yes, Itsy Bitsy Teeny Weeny Yellow Polka Dot Bikini. Laws died in 2019 at the age of 95, but his music lives on as a wonderful slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
98Q Country.
When I get blue, I get dark blue. When I have one, I always have a few. When I get gone, I get real gone. When I get it wrong, I get it real wrong. I'm out tonight and I'm feeling like I should call you up and maybe take a shot that you're wide awake at 2:45. Maybe looking through your camera roll, the tequila's starting to take a toll. I was hoping, baby, maybe you'd be as messed up as me. And all alone, and all your friends have all gone home. And you hate that the truth is nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed and your sheets as messed up as me. As messed up as me. You get mad, you stay that way, and you always say you're doing okay. But we both know it's probably a lie, and you fall into pieces on the inside. And you're out tonight like you always are. You're dressed to kill, and your lips are red, and misery still loves company. Are you as messed up as me? And all alone. Should call you up and maybe take a shot that you're wide awake at 2:45. As messed up as me and all alone. And all your friends have all gone home. And you hate that the truth is nobody leaves your head and your heart and your bed and your sheets as messed up as me.
Broadcasting today's best country with 100,000 watts of music power.
Power.
98Q Country.
Mm-hmm.
She comes here a lot. She just loves to hear the music and dance. K-13 is her favorite song. If you play it, you might have a chance. Tonight she's only sipping white wine. She's friendly and fun-loving most of the time. But don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Here's a glass of Chablis and some quarters and change. Maybe you can turn her love life around. Then she won't need the salt or the lime anymore to shoot that old memory down. Just remember her heart's on the mend. If you ever come back to see her again, don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, then she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside. On a straight tequila night. Don't ask her on a straight tequila night. She'll start thinking about him, and she's ready to fight. Blames her broken heart on every man inside.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
This is a special report from ABC News, New Orleans attack. I'm Brian Clark. Investigators are trying to determine what led a U.S. citizen and Army veteran to drive a rented pickup truck at high speed down Bourbon Street in New Orleans early New Year's Day. 15 people were killed before Shamsuddin Jabbar was shot dead by police. ABC's Christian Cordero has more from New Orleans.
Inside that Ford F-150, authorities say they found multiple homemade